Beer World Clean and Rav. USA Midwest and USA LA are very happy to have been given this opportunity to prepare, to do this preparation for the lesson. And I just share that, you know, for me, I'm always afraid to speak in front of people. But my friend asked me to do it. And then my internet started giving me problems. Then I started getting sick. And then I was reminded of, you know, there's none else besides him. It's all an opportunity. You know, it's like the story of the fire outside. If you know there's a fire that's coming to get you, you better get moving. We have a fire outside. So this is our opportunity. This lesson is our opportunity to really join together and have a big impact. So, Don.
Thanks, Rick. Hi, Rob. Hi, friends. You know, it's just amazing that how fortunate we are to be able to come to a morning lesson every day, you know, and sharing the love of friends. It's wonderful, and it's absolutely awesome. You know, there's a very special thing that takes place in our connection. You know, for instance, say like Rick had some situations today before coming here, or, you know, a guy has a bad day. But once we start to connect, once we start integrating together, our whole perception of reality has changed. And through that change, you know, we really need to thank the Creator for giving us this opportunity to be in such a great society. When we're working together and we're connecting together, like it's been said, it becomes a remedy. So I just want to take this opportunity, first of all, to thank the Creator, thank the World Clee, thank all of our friends, and just want to say L'chaim. Let's have a great connection in the lesson tonight and in this preparation, and pray that the Creator will glue our hearts together. Love you all. L'chaim, guys. Back to Petah Tikva.
Thank you, friends. Rabash writes, you must always stand guard all day and all night. That is, when you feel a state of day or feel a state of night. We say to the Creator, yours is the day and yours is also the night. Thus, the night, too, the darkness of night, comes from the Creator to man's favor. As it is written, day to day utters speech and night to night expresses knowledge. It follows that you must awaken the heart of the friends until the flame rises by itself. As our sages said about it, when you mount the candles, by that you will be rewarded with awakening the love of the Creator upon us.
Active workshop. Every friend awakens the heart of the friends so that we can perceive the lesson through the ten. Every friend awakens the heart of the friends so that we can perceive the lesson through the ten.
We just read the article that we're going to read in the lesson, in the preparation, and you could feel how we are building between us a vessel that would be possible to correct and turn it more similar to the light.
I come to this preparation for the lesson with the connection we had last evening on Zoom. I was very excited to hear and to feel how all the sources are directing us to open up our heart to the upper to the love of the upper light.
We can receive it together in the common vessel if we want something common. And then we can also more or less understand and receive it. So what can we do? We can make actions of connection, we can participate where possible. Now and yesterday. And then we'll want more and more something similar to another, and the light could enter it.
It doesn't happen every day, but when I went to sleep last night, I really couldn't wait to wake up for the lesson. I very much wanted to already be together with you in this occasion, in this connection, following a day that truly ended with a nice embrace, like Oren described it. There are such days. There are days where all you want is to connect to the friends, and you just wait for the night to pass so that we will be able to sit once again together. And here we are. So, l'chaim, beloved friends.
L'chaim. We truly, from time to time, we wish to have a common feeling. If it's when we're together, or it's we're on Zoom, or it's a meal, or we meet in the lesson, day by day, it doesn't matter what feeling it is, even a descent or an ascent, as long as it's truly a common feeling. And for that, we pray and we want to advance towards that.
Earlier, Roy mentioned the excerpt from the beginning of the lesson that we read in our preparation. I said it a few times before, but each time I feel it again, I'm inspired by the excerpts that Roy had prepared for us from this compilation. We read about faith in one's Rav, about the gratitude that Kabbalists feel or students feel when they read what the Kabbalists had prepared for us over the years, so that we too can rise on the degrees of the ladder and connect and feel the quality of bestowal and acquire it and be like them. And truly to soften our heart and open it up. Open up our hearts to each other. And to this quality of bestowal, and through this to truly become a pipeline of the light for the whole world. We truly have a great fortune that we can be a part of such a process and to cause the rest of the world, the whole of humanity, to be a part of this process and to connect everyone to the Creator.
I also thought of this gratitude that we need to have now. The Creator awakened us another time, a second time, to awaken, to come to the connection between us, connection with Him. And the way we receive the lesson, we open the heart, cannot happen unless we have this, the ground of the ten. We can understand what we're saying, what we're talking about, how to realize it. So, gratitude to the Creator who awakened us and gave us all the support on making even a small step on along the way.
Yes, I also share the feeling of the friends that in the 10 in general, recently, at least for me, there is a feeling of a foundation of our wood, of something that passes between us, where we start talking in the same words, we start feeling the same feelings, we start seeing reality from a single place, a place of love.
Rise to a new degree, you and me, right here and now, we are holding you up. that's all we know. There's none else besides him, and we won't let go.
Bore, come and see how this love has set us free. We are one being, and we're living in unity. Bore, come and see how this love has set us free.
It's coming true, we are breaking through,
we are holding you up. We're marching arm in arm, hand in hand,
out of this desert into our new land.
Bore, come and see how this love has set us free.
Rabash writes, there is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Each is mingled with the power of the other. And by that, each person in the group has the power of the entire society. For this reason, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the entire group.
Silent workshop. Let's adhere ourselves to the friends and feel the power of the whole world kli. Let's adhere ourselves to the friends and feel the power of the whole world kli.
Our prayer. Creator, we gratefully acknowledge that everything comes from you, and all is intended to bring us closer to you. Give us the strength to use everything you send us to serve you and bring you contentment. We ask that you unite us in a singular intention. May our unity bring peace to the world.
Creator, we gratefully acknowledge that everything comes from you, and all is intended to bring us closer to you. Give us the strength to use everything you send us to serve you and bring you contentment. We ask that you unite us in a singular intention. May our unity bring peace to the world.
Thank you.